Pagbati sa inyo mga kapatid sa pangalan ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo. Sa pagpapatuloy natin ng ating Sunday School sa Christian Holiness na sa ikalawang yugto tayo ng ating tinatalakay na huling pangkat ng mga kasalanan na may kinalaman sa kamatayan, sins about death. At ito ay nakabatay sa tinawag kong human commonality. Ito ay isang bagay na totoo sa lahat ng tao based on Ecclesiastes, no one is exempted. Yan man ay sa batay sa lahi, gender, or social status, lahat ay haharap at haharap sa kamatayan. At sa mga tuwid, nagsisikap ang tao na magkaroon ng pamamaraan para niya mapagaan ang pag-iisip ng kamatayan. Religion is often one way by which he seeks to devise some superstitions, mga pamahiin, o di naman kaya ay nagkakaroon ng mga bulaang turo tungkol sa o mula sa relihiyon patungkol sa kamatayan, at ito ang ginagamit nilang pampagaan sa usapin ng kamatayan. Others who do not use religion resort to certain attitudes such as evasion, iwasan na lang na pag-usapan, o kaya naman ay wala na lang pakialam or indifference to the idea of death. But we began by emphasizing that death is clearly taught in the scriptures as being a penalty of sin. In other words, death is evil. It was not native to human creation. Hindi nila lang ng Diyos ang tao para siya mamatay, kundi pumasok ang kamatayan sa karanasan ng tao bilang bunga ng kanyang kasalanan. And so there are explicit scriptures that describe death being an enemy. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 15:26, it is called the last enemy that shall be destroyed. It will be destroyed at the second coming of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of the dead, but it is an enemy. And because death is evil, death is the result of sin, and death is an enemy, death cannot be celebrated or romanticized. Hindi natin pwedeng pagandahin, palamutian ang kamatayan. Ito ay masama, ito ay pangit, ito ay bunga ng kasalanan. But in Christ, for the Christian, because of His resurrection, we have a certain and guaranteed victory over death. This is part of His seven I am sayings in the Gospel of John, the last of which, in connection with the resurrection of Lazarus, He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet shall he live." So here he concedes that even believers are not exempted from death, but there is a certain victory over death. Kaya may mga kasalanan tayong dapat harapin kung tayo ay magpapakabanal, dahil harapin natin ang kasalanan, ang kamatayan. There is no avoidance of death, and we cannot avoid a certain disposition to death. But without biblical guidance, our disposition can be sinful. Sa una kong presentasyon, we looked at the cluster of three sins. Pero sa aking mas pag-iisip ay minabuti ko na apat na kasalanan ang tingnan natin. So concerning death and dying, nakita na natin ang unang kasalanan, bondage to fear. We will be looking at thoughts of suicide and view of fatalism. And the last in this cluster is the practice of occult or occultism. Tiningnan natin last week ang sin of bondage to fear. And again, let me make myself clear, it is not sin of fear. Fearing death is not in and of itself sin. There is a right fear of dying. And when you rightly fear death, then you try to avoid it where possible. And right fear of death includes desiring to live long. In fact, long life, it is considered a blessing in the scriptures, particularly in the Old Testament, as we saw in Psalm 91. So death wish is therefore not justified by desiring to go to heaven or just ending one's earthly suffering. May mga ganyan na mga Kristiyano na sa kanilang palagay ay mas mabuti pang mamatay na sila dahil hirap na sila sa mundong ito. But if death is evil, it is not right to desire it. I think a balanced Christ's way of thinking is demonstrated by the Apostle Paul in Philippians 1 when he said, I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, but it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. So Paul has enough doctrine concerning what happens to believers after death, and he calls it far better, but he is thinking of what is more necessary, and what is more necessary is service in the Christian church, service in the kingdom, and that means continuing on to live in this earthly life. But there can be a gripping fear of death that it becomes sinful bondage. Nakita natin ito nung nakaraang linggo, maaring gapusin ka ng takot na nagiging alipin ka na ng takot sa kasalanan, and that is a sin as far as bondage to fear is concerned. Ang tingnan nating kasalanan ngayon ay sin of thoughts of suicide, whether they remain just thoughts or thoughts that become an attempt or an attempt that becomes reality of killing oneself. It is a sin. But let me make a clarification. The Roman Catholic teaching that suicide is a mortal sin is unbiblical. Madalas itanong ito sa akin sa mga conferences at ibang mga sitwasyon, anong mangyayari sa nagpatiwakal. Well, ang turo ng Roman Catholic Church is that it is a mortal sin because they divide sins into mortal and venial. Sinasabi nilang kapag mortal sin, hindi mo na ikumpisal, namatay kang daladala mo ang mortal sin, diretso ka sa impyerno. Kapag venial sin, hindi mo na ikumpisal at namatay kang may venial sin, doon ka sa purgatorio. At kapag lamang wala kang mortal or venial sin, o naikumpisal mo na bago ka mamatay, ay saka ka lang pupunta sa langit. That is part of the false teaching of salvation by works. Para sa atin, yes, there are degrees of gravity of sin. May pagkakaiba-iba ang kasalanan sa bigat nito. But it is not in terms of mortal or venial sin. In fact, the biblical teaching is that every sin is damnable. Romans 6:23 makes it clear, for the wages of sin is death. Now, if that is the case, then we could say that every sin is mortal. There is no so-called venial sin. There is only mortal sin, but some sins are more grievous than others. But for Christians, they can make this claim that in Christ, grace proves greater. Kapag sila'y na kay Hesu Kristo, ang biyaya na ginawa ni Hesu Kristo ay kayang manaig sa anumang kasalanan na nagawa ng isang mananampalataya at mahuhugasan ang kanyang kasalanan. That is good reason why for many a favorite verse to them is Romans 5:20, where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Kaya sinasabi natin dito na kasalanan ang suicide, pero hindi ito katulad ng pagtitimbang sa pagtuturo ng Roman Catholic teaching. So, as far as suicide is concerned, it is possible for believers to be vulnerable to the thoughts of suicide and even to the acts of suicide and to actually commit suicide, and believers may kill themselves. It remains a serious offense if they do. But that does not revert salvation. Hindi ibig sabihin ng isang mananampalataya ay nagpatiwakal ay may duda na sa kanyang pagiging mananampalataya. Ito ay maaring mangyari. However, exposing self to death in the course of serving the kingdom is not suicide. It is not similar to sinful suicide. May mga pagkakataon na dahil sa paglilingkod mo sa kaharian ni Hesu Kristo, ay maaring isuong mo ang sarili mo sa posibilidad o maaring sa katiyakan ng kamatayan. Hindi ito pagpapakamatay, kundi kasama at bahagi ng pagiging matapat sa paglilingkod kay Hesu Kristo. Apostle Paul demonstrates this when he was warned of imprisonment and even death that await him when he proceeds as he planned to do to go to Jerusalem. He said in Acts 20:24, I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. And would to God that more Christians have this attitude as far as serving the Lord is concerned. But concerning suicide, let me say that taking one's life out of hopelessness is sinful suicide, whether just in thought or in act and attempt. Many times it is because of hopelessness, and that is sin. Now, may dalawang mukha o dalawang paraan ng suicide para sa mga tao at maging sa mga Kristiyano. One is self-inflicted. It is that which in which one intentionally takes his own life. Siya mismo ang pumitil ng kanyang buhay. Now, there is general agreement that the leading cause of suicide, and suicide is a leading cause of death today, but the leading cause of suicide is depression. And depression is defined in psychology as a mood disorder that results in sense of worthlessness, sense of hopelessness, and therefore loss of interest in life. Ang nakikita na lang niyang alternatibo ay kitilin ang kanyang buhay dahil wala na siyang dahilan na mabuhay pa. Ganyan ang depression, and it is something that can happen even to believers. We see this, for example, in Job. Through all the many afflictions and heaviness he had gone through, he describes his condition in many ways. And one such description in Job 17:1 is that my spirit is broken, my days are extinguished, the grave is ready for me. So you can see the connection. May karugtong ang pagkawasak ng kanyang diwa dahil sa kabigat ang pinagdaanan niya, at pakiramdam niya ay handa na siyang mamatay. And depression, therefore, is a real experience. It is an emotional experience that many times has physical manifestations. Therefore, we do not dismiss it. We do not belittle it. Kapag meron kang kausap na sinasabi niyang siya ay dumaraan sa isang depression, seryosohin mo siya at sikapin mong maging mabuting tagapayo sa kanya. But depression is response to distress. And we all go through distresses. But depression is response to distress in which the one who responded is unable to move on. Parang nahinto na siya doon sa mabigat na nangyari sa kanyang buhay, sa panlulumo niya, doon na lang natigil ang kanyang buhay. And very often, depression is compounded by irresponsible behavior. Para makalimot siya, nagugumon sa droga, naglalasing, o isinusuko na ang kanyang trabaho, at lalo pang lumalala ang kanyang kondisyon dahilan sa kanyang irresponsible behavior. So we must stress that the thought and the act of taking one's own life is sinful. For a simple reason that there is a clear commandment against killing. The sixth commandment of the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, you shall not kill, that includes yourself. Suicide is self-murder, and therefore it is sin. Not only that, what makes it a compounded sin is because it is usurpation of God's authority over life and death. Pinapangunahan ito ang Diyos sa kanyang soberanong pagpapasya sa mga usapin ng buhay at kamatayan. Deuteronomy 32:39 makes this a very serious matter as far as God is concerned. See now that I, even I am He, and there is no God with me. I kill and make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. And sa mga tuwid, para sa Diyos, bahagi ito ng kanyang pagiging namumukod-tangi na Diyos at walang maikukumpara sa kanya, ay sapagkat nasa kamay niya ang buhay at kamatayan. Ngayon kung ilagay mo yan sa sarili mong kamay, ay para kang you're playing God. Parang nilalagay mo ang sarili mo sa katayuan ng Diyos, at ito ay mas nagpapabigat ng kasalanan ito. And kung tingnan natin ang mga suicides na nangyari sa Biblia, they are all of disobedient or unbelieving people. And of course, the most familiar to us would be Judas. But not only Judas, there's King Saul and Ahithophel, the advisor to Rehoboam. Eh, ang mga yan ay mga hindi masusunurin na mga tao, hindi matutuwid, at ang pinapakita niyan ang pagpapatiwakal ay gawain ng mga hindi matuwid. So, if you are even thinking of inflicting upon yourself pain that brings death, remember, it is a serious offense against God. And there is another form of this, and that is help-assisted. Using help to facilitate self-killing. Usually, gumagamit ng expert like physician, that is why it was before called physician-assisted suicide. Ang isang technical term nito ay euthanasia. Euthanasia literally means good death. Or the more current parlance is mercy killing. The idea is, may mga tao na kapag tingnan mo masyado ng kawawa, kaya kung naawa ka sa kanya, mas mabuti pa ang sa kanya yung mamatay kaysa magpatuloy sa buhay. Kaya't may iba't ibang posisyon dito, may nagsasabi na hindi mo dapat hayaang mamatay hanggat may hininga, ay gawin mo ang lahat para huwag siyang mamatay. Sa kabilang panig ay yung mga nagsasabi naman na hanggat gusto niya, desisyon niya yun. Kung gusto niya na niyang mamatay at gumamit siya ng tutulong sa kanya para magpatiwakal, hayaan mo, kalayaan niya yun. Well, the right position is somewhere in the middle. And we need to distinguish between a person who is medically dying and one who is sick but emotionally wanting to die. A person who is just sick but not dying needs medical care to heal. And the end goal is restoration to health. Eh, maaaring nahihirapan siya, pero kung hindi naman sinasabing mamamatay na siya, ang kailangan gawin ay gawin ang lahat para maibalik siya sa normal na kalusugan. Iba naman yung taong sinasabi na from all medical evaluation that the person is hopelessly dying, the dying needs palliative care. Yung magpapagaan ng kanyang sitwasyon in order that he may die with dignity, make the transition to the conclusion of his life. So making that distinction is very fundamental. So that means you don't let die a person who is not dying. So this is wrong. When a person is not dying, you don't let him die. And by not dying, we mean the person is still conscious and physically, mentally responsive, and by medical evaluation is able to heal. In that case, there is no point to letting the person die. There should be no use of any instrument of euthanasia in order for the person to die when the person is not dying. And it is not right just because there may be lifetime disabilities. May mga nagsasabi because siguro out of shock, ayoko nang mabuhay, wala nang aking mga kumpletong kakayahan. And the shock simply leads them to a death wish. But let us remember that the sanctity of life does not derive from normality. And there have been people in the past who were not normal in their physical abilities, yet were able to accomplish much. Ludwig Beethoven, to say just one, the great musician, had many disabilities, yet was able to accomplish much. Kaya, lifetime disabilities do not justify the taking or letting a person die. Hindi rin yung extreme suffering. Masyado siyang naghihirap at dahil para mawala ng paghihirap, gusto na niyang mamatay. There can be a purpose for suffering that is not leading to death but in order to give good lesson of God's providence. And of course, the most important figure here is, again, we go back to Job. Job who suffered much, and yet, today we read Job and get inspired by it because of his triumph over suffering. In fact, many years later, James will draw this lesson. We count those blessed who endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. Kaya doon sa mga nagsasabing, sa kabustuhan na lang ng tao, kung gusto niya, kalayaan niya yon, hayaan mong mamatay, kung gusto na niyang mamatay. Kung hindi naman siya mamamatay, huwag mong hayaang mamatay. Subalit, may isa pang kaisipan sa help-assisted na bagay, there is hierarchy ethics. Hierarchy ethics means tinitimbang ang mga bagay na higit na mabuti kaysa sa iba. And in hierarchy ethics, where life is at stake, you weigh between life claims. Kaya dito ay tinitingnan natin ang taong mamamatay na. Pipilitin mo ba na siya'y pahingahin na lamang at habang humihinga ay sinasabi mong hindi siya hahayaang mamatay? Which raises a very important question. And that is a human body breathing only by machine a complete human life? Alam niyo, may mga kondisyon ng tao noon na ang kauuwian ay kamatayan, but because of medical advance, nagagawa nilang tustusan pa ng paghinga, pero wala nang response. Wala na yung kanyang buhay bilang tao, pero nakahiga na lamang siya doon at humihinga na sa pamamagitan ng artificial sustenance. Is that human life? At ang gusto kong sabihin ay withdrawal of life machine from the dying is letting die. It is not equivalent to killing. Killing is not right. Especially when you do that to the defenseless, it is not right. But when a person is dying and you let him die with dignity, there is nothing wrong with that, and that is not killing. Maari natin itong paghambingin doon sa magsisimula pa lang ang buhay at doon sa magtatapos ang buhay. Let this box represent earthly life. And of course, there is the family to which that earthly life belongs and against which the decision to whether life is to be sustained or not will be weighed. Now, tingnan natin na merong papasok pa lang na buhay. This is entry by birth. Now, what some medical practitioners do, in fact, this is the advocacy of many in American politics, is the freedom of choice, and by that they mean the freedom to take away the life of the womb. We call it artificial abortion. You see what artificial abortion does? It prevents the entry of life by birth. And what does it do to family? It deprives the family of a life that should belong to it. But then, tingnan natin yung kabila. On the other hand, it is possible that one is exiting from life by dying. He is dying. And yet, it is possible again by medical machine to artificially sustain the person, and in the process, he continues to breathe, though for all intent and purposes, there is no human life, no human interaction with the person. And what does it do to the family? It distresses the family. And that includes emotional distress, physical distress, financial distress, and the family's life is halted by consideration of being able to sustain the breathing of a body that would have died were it not for artificial sustenance. Now, I say that in that condition, withdrawing the life machine in order for the person to die honorably is better than just letting the person breathe artificially when for all intents and purposes, there is no life. But let me conclude with some Christian thoughts on suicide. And the first thought is that behind suicide attempt is a self-centered solution to problems. Kaya naman ang papatiwakal, may problema, may kabigatan. Sino bang hindi dumaraan dyan? Pero ang solusyon na magpatiwakal is really the easy way out. But instead of the easy way, you expose yourself to something heavier. Halimbawa, ang tinatakasan mo ay guilt and shame. May nagawa kang kasalanan, hindi mo maharap ang mga tao. And so, you think of suicide as your cover-up. It would have been a good cover-up only upon your death, you stand exposed to the judgment of God. It is appointed unto men once to die, after this, the judgment. And I'm telling you, the gospel is a better solution. According to Romans 5, 9 and 10, since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? Gusto mong takasan ng guilt and shame, ang iniaalok sa iyo ng Ebanghelyo ay maligtas ka sa puot ng Diyos. Yan ang mas malaking problema. Natakasan mo ang guilt and shame, but now you face the wrath of God if you do not have, you are not in Christ. Ang iba naman, tumatakas sa takot. So they are in fear of living in this world, at ang kanilang paraan ay pagtakas sa pamamagitan ng pagpapatiwakal, and suicide would have been the perfect getaway, except that upon your suicide and upon death, you give account to God. Sisingilin ka ng Diyos. Kaya ang mas makabubuti ay mabuhay ka sa mundong ito sa para sa mga bagay na hindi lamang pang mundo. Bakit maraming nagpakamatay nang mawalan sila ng kanilang mga ari-arian, mga kayamanan, sapagkat nabuhay sila para sa mundong ito? Ito ang solusyon ng Ebanghelyo. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. Doon ka mabuhay, huwag sa mga bagay ng mundo, at wala kang dahilan para magpatiwakal ng takot sa kawalan mo sa mundo. Ang iba naman ay dahil sa dinaraanan nilang paghihirap, pain, and they think of suicide as their cure. Now, suicide would have been a perfect painkiller, but then you face the afterlife. And the Bible says in Mark 8:36-37, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So, ang pinatay mo lang ay yung katawan. Ngunit iiwanan mo yan at ang kaluluwa mo'y haharap sa Diyos. At kung ikaw ay nasa kawalan, anong maipanunukli mo? Anong maipamamalit mo sa kawalan ng iyong kaluluwa? The final thought is to think of the real hope. I said, suicide at its very root is hopelessness. And there is hope. But that hope is Christ. Hold fast to Christ for hope in life and for eternity. 2 Thessalonians 2:16 and 17 says, may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal encouragement and good hope by grace, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good work and word. Narito ang isang pag-asa, ngayon pa lamang ay maipamumuhay mo na. That's why it talks of good hope by grace. It encourages the heart. It strengthens you in every good work and word. Nang dahil kay Kristo, magkaroon ka ng buhay na nakatuon sa isang Panginoon, sa isang tunay na hari, si Jesucristo, at magkakaroon ka ng pag-asa sa buhay na ito. Ngunit ang pinakamaganda ay ang pag-asa kay Kristo ay hindi lamang sa buhay na ito. Hindi nga tinanggap ni Pablo ang anumang pagtuturong tungkol kay Jesucristo na sa buhay lang na ito. Ang sabi niya, in 1 Corinthians 15:19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Now you can look at the reverse of that. Because we have life more than this life in Christ, we are of all men most blessed. At yan ang mayroon ng Kristiyano. Kaya kung Kristiyano ka, wala dapat sa pag-iisip mo, sa usapin mo, sa plano mo at sa gawain mo, ang pagpapatiwakal. Yan ay pag-amin lamang na nawalan ka ng pag-asa kay Hesukristo. At kung ikaw ay wala pa kay Hesukristo, lumapit ka sa Kanya. Siya lamang ang tunay na pag-asa sa buhay na ito. Mga kapatid, mga kaibigan, lahat tayo ay daraan sa kabigatan, mga problema ng buhay. Huwag mong isipin na ang pagpapatiwakal ay solusyon. Ang solusyon ay iyong paigtingin, ang iyong pag-asa kay Hesukristo. Kaya dito natin makikita ang kabanalan ng Kristiyano na humaharap sa kanyang mga suliranin at problema, hindi niya gagamitin ang kamatayan na siyang solusyon. Hanggat tinutustusan ang buhay niya ng Panginoong Diyos, siya ay may dahilang mabuhay at may pag-asa siya na sa kanyang buhay ay mayroong katuturan ng dahil kay Hesukristo. Kaya ilagak mo ang iyong pag-asa kay Hesukristo lamang. Maraming salamat sa inyong pakikinig. Sana kayo ay nakinabang at sumainyo ang pagpapala mula sa pag-ibig ng Diyos, sa biyaya ng Panginoong Hesukristo at sa pakikipisan ng banal na Espiritu.